Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of Devotion, written by Hannah Kent and read by Emily Wheaton. The dedication reads, For Heidi. Acknowledgement of Country. This novel was written on the unceded sovereign lands of the Peramung and Kaurna nations, and I would like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present. I acknowledge First Nations peoples and recognise and honour their spiritual connection to country, community and culture, not least the sharing of story across time and generations. Sei getreu bis an den Tod, so will ich dir die Krone des Lebens geben. Offenbarung 2.10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2.10. Ich habe dich einen kleinen Augenblick verlassen, aber mit großer Barmherzigkeit will ich dich sammeln. Jesaja 54.7. For a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Isaiah 54.7. Love is your last chance. There is really nothing else on earth to keep you there. Louis Aragon. Quoted by Patrick White in A Fringe of Leaves. The First Day. My heart is a hand reaching. Thea. There is no line in your palm I have not traced, no knuckle cracked unheard, and the blue of your eyes is the coffin lining of the world. I would they sing psalms to you, and the down upon your thighs, and the eyelashes that have fallen to the fields you have worked. I would they lay boughs upon knees bent to the soil hum of any place you have rested upon. Thea, if love were a thing, it would be the sinew of a hand stretched in anticipation of grasping. See my hands. They reach for you. My heart is a hand reaching. Testimony of Love. It is time, I think, to tell my story. In this moment, as the sun stretches its burnished hands upon the world, I feel myself finally pulling apart with time. Something is coming, and I feel surrender approaching. A gentle giving in. I'm not afraid. Not now. I've seen enough to know that fear scrapes feeling from hearts, and I have no desire to scour mine down to bare and trembling muscle. Still, after what has happened, in this moment of honey light, the air a censer of eucalyptus, I wonder how many days remain to me and whether, if I pass out of existence without testament, something necessary will be lost. I could not remain with her. I think, and the thought lathes a yawning hole of grief within me, that it is over. I think I have already seen her face for the last time. That is what is hard. That is what has brought me up here amongst the trees. And now,